long range remote.
Okay, how you doing, everybody? We're really excited to have Le'Veon be a Pittsburgh Steeler. You know, we think he's a big back, number one, a three down back, which is a big thing for us. You know, a guy that can play first, second, third down. Got very good hands, catches the ball very well out of the backfield. Young kid that doesn't have a lot of tread on the tire, so to speak, who's got a lot ahead of him, and a guy that we're really excited to bring in here and make part of the mix. Any questions?
Todd, you've added two running backs now today. Is that a big need for you? Obviously, you lost Rashard there, but.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, with Rashard no longer here, you know, and Chris Rainey no longer part of the mix, you know, it was a position that we needed to bring in competition. So we got two totally different type guys, you know, with Lerod and Le'Veon. So, you know, like I said, we're all excited. I think, you know, it puts us back in a place where we can have a chance to run the ball and throw the ball out of the backfield successfully.
Are you looking for somebody to be the guy? You went through a lot of different primary ball carriers last year. You kind of stabilized that position at all?
I don't think that's a necessity, but when you do have guys that you feel like can be the guy, which now we have a couple of, you know, in my opinion, and on top of that, you now have, you know, I think we have real good competition again at the position. And we got competitive type guys that I think that will blend well with what type of personalities they are.
And how would you assess a running back's chance, anybody, of being immediate impact as opposed to the other position?
I think running back's a position probably more so than most that you have a chance to come in and make an impact. Obviously, you know, all the work's ahead of them. He is a young guy, but he's coming from a pro-style offense that a lot of the runs will be very similar to the runs that he was running. So I would expect him to get into the mix and be a factor.
Todd, you had there were a lot of, like, second-round running backs, and Eddie Lacy was still there. What separated Bell to you guys?
Without getting into the specifics, you know, just it was as the process went on, Jerry, it was pretty clear this was the guy that we would be most excited about being available when it came to our pick. So I think you see when the pick goes in, the last two, as quick as they go in, that's usually a good sign, at least from our end. In the end, yeah, he was. In the end, he was. Again, without getting into specifics, there's a lot of different factors that go into that, but this is a young guy that's big. You know, no disrespect, I drew some Eddie George physical traits to him. Just again, because he is taller than what you normally see. So he's a good athlete, and we love the fact that he catches the ball really well. And he's still got that big back presence.
Eddie Lacy, when you watched him, he had those giant holes every time he carried the ball. Whereas when you watch Bell, it seemed like the exact opposite there at Michigan State. Would you agree with that assessment?
It depends what tape you put on. But, yeah, I think Eddie had probably arguably the best offensive line in front of him, at least as you watch the draft. And they got another two that will probably get taken here, I would think, that were blocking for him. But he's playing in the SEC. But we try to, you know, and I know Kirby Wilson does this specifically. You know, he tries to put on the roughest games, you know, the games where you're not, where the back isn't necessarily getting those big holes to, so you can see what he's really capable of doing on his own. Because as we know, in the NFL, you know, the holes are a lot smaller. But, you know, this is a big guy that can play like a big back, and yet also can get outside some and catch the ball. So, as far as we were concerned, a three down, every down type back that is young and has a lot in front of him.
You mentioned young a couple times, Todd. How do you see him now as opposed to what you think he can be?
I just think anytime you're talking about a guy that's 20 years old, you know, when other guys are 23 and 4 coming out, you know, that there is that automatically gives him some upside when you start to plug in some of the physical traits that he has. So, you know, that's the only reason I stress it. It's a young guy there's a lot of development ahead of him, you know, physically and mentally, though he's a mature guy that we were all really impressed by. You know, Kevin and Mike and Kirby got up there to see him in person. We all met with him at the combine. So everybody came away impressed with him, that he's a mature guy for his age. So we're excited that he's a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Todd, was getting the back more pressing than getting a receiver at this point?
Well, I think, you know, the way we do it around here, we're not going to draft for need, which, you know, Coach and Kevin stress all the time. So we really were excited about the player that was available, and the fact that he happened to be a running back was a good thing.
He weighed in at the combine at 230. You guys have him at 244. Is that a wish list, or is that what his playing weight was during the season?
There's verified weights during the season. I think we might even had him heavier some during the season, you know, some of our scouts that were in there. But, you know, I'm sure we'll get him in here, and Guy will evaluate him, and Mike will evaluate him, Curb and myself, and we'll try to figure out what the best weight for him is. But again, to me, that's a positive. You got a guy that's playing at 245 pounds that is capable of getting his weight down, whether it was to run or for whatever reason. I mean, again, those are factors that we've discussed with him. But, you know, I think that's a positive, in my opinion. You got to, you know, he clearly is a big back in both height and weight, you know, if he wants to be.
Todd, is he one of those guys that comes to the combine lighter so he can run faster?
Everybody's doing it, you know, everybody's doing it, but again, without getting into specifics, you know, we had some conversations with him, and I wouldn't say it was necessary just for him to run.
Steven Jackson said a couple days ago that the back who reminds him of himself was Bell. Would you agree with that comparison?
I didn't hear that, but I would say that's a good one coming from Steven Jackson.
One more question.
Hey, Todd, you mentioned he's a young guy, but he has a lot of carries in his last couple of years. Does he get better as the game goes on? And also, how's his ball security, generally speaking?
He's real good with the football from a security standpoint, and I do think, I mean, what you see is what you get. He looks like a workhorse back, and I think those numbers indicate that he's quite capable of carrying it a bunch. You know, he's not a guy that you'd shy away from giving it to him 30 times a game.
All right, thanks.
Good, thank you.
Are you on Sims next round, Todd?